North Carolina's labor commissioner is more than just a face in the elevator. And voters will be picking a new leader this year for the agency that oversees workplace safety and wage regulations. Colin Campbell has more on the candidates in our Down the Ballot series.
Current Labor Commissioner Josh Dobson isn't seeking re-election, so voters will choose between Democrat Braxton Winston and Republican Luke Farley. Winston is a former Charlotte City Councilman. He works as a stagehand and a camera operator for the Charlotte Hornets and is a member of a theatrical workers' union.
I would be the first union member to ever be elected to this position. I would be the first wage earner somebody who isn't a lawyer or an independent business person to assume this position.
Winston's opponent, Luke Farley, is a workplace safety attorney who's making his first run for elected office. He told PBS North Carolina the agency needs to protect worker safety without burdening businesses with costly regulations.
I'm coming at this office for labor commissioner with one main goal in mind. That's to keep our workers safe and healthy without bankrupting our businesses in the process so that this state is the number one state in business in the country.
But Winston argues the Department of Labor under Dobson and longtime Republican Commissioner Cherie Berry, who's endorsing Farley, favors employers over workers.
For at least the past 24 years, you've had a Department of Labor that has been kind of employer-centric. So we really need a Department of Labor that is focused on making sure workers are coming home with paychecks, with the money that they earned at work, making sure that they're going to work in a healthy and safe situation.
As summers get hotter in North Carolina, heat safety regulations for workers are a key issue in the labor commissioner race. Farley told WUNC he doesn't think federal regulations are the right way to approach the problem.
We absolutely need to protect North Carolina workers from extreme heat. We absolutely have to do it. And that has always been my position, is that keeping workers safe from the heat is critical. The question is, what's the best way to do it? Do we want a one-size-fits-all federal mandate from the Biden administration? Or do we want a North Carolina-focused solution to North Carolina issues?
Winston wants to see heat regulations at both the state and federal levels.
There certainly needs to be a parallel and intersecting state heat safety standard rule. And I certainly intend to create that table where businesses, workers, and other governments can come to the table and make one that it takes into account the diverse environments and industries that North Carolina has.
The candidates also disagree on whether the Department of Labor should pass rules for things like workplace masking in the event of a future pandemic like COVID-19. Farley strongly opposed a proposal before the agency earlier this year that would have required masks and social distancing under a public health emergency. He says an existing law is sufficient that requires a, quote, workplace that's free of recognized hazards. But Winston says it's the labor commissioner's job to develop regulations that keep businesses operating safely in a pandemic.
It's important that we have in future emergencies rules that allow our economy to operate so things don't have to get shut down and we don't face the situation that we faced before.
Both candidates are voicing concerns about the Department of Labor's staffing shortage, which they worry is making it harder to conduct workplace safety inspections and inspect elevators and carnival rides. They want to see the legislature raise pay for the agency so they can fill vacant positions. Farley and Winston also agree that those well-known inspection cards and elevators should once again feature a photo of the labor commissioner. That practice began under Cherie Berry. It helped her get reelected for 2 decades, but Dobson recently removed his photo from the cards. Winston wants to redesign the cards to include a QR code that helps people contact the agency.
I think it's important that people are able to put a face and name to their government. And I think it's a great thing that so many people are familiar with the Department of Labor and Commissioner of Labor in that way.
Farley says having his picture in elevators is an important accountability measure that would show he stands behind the work of the department. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.